Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:07 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Friday, October 31st, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today, like Larry Yost, Fishing Creek Township, Joseph Mercatilli, Muzik, Jack Higgins, Dunmore. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in media, academia, and the Democrat Party and its leadership, which has gone completely insane. Somebody texts in, Bob, my EBT food stamps go away tomorrow. Oh, I forgot. I have to work one of my two jobs. Next week, welfare queens, there's a new sheriff in town, Donald Trump. Now, so he's blaming, the listener's blaming Donald Trump. So this is how these things happen. The disgraceful media lies. And by the way, they haven't even been lying that badly on this whole thing. But by reflex and training, the Republicans are the people who take away the punch bowl. And the Democrats are the people who love you when it's exactly the opposite. The Republicans give you an opportunity, and their philosophy, and conservatives, they give you the opportunity to achieve and to have your best life and have complete freedom. The Democrats want to control your every action, from the car you drive to what you pay to drive that car to how you build your house. And we could go on and on. And they all want the government to control all of that. And they're the ones who are having the hissy fit and have shut the government down. Senate Democrats. Period. No less than John Fetterman, a Senate Democrat, called them out on it. I don't even know what planet you live on to blame Donald Trump for that. I really don't. Obamacare. Now, this is what the fight is about. It is about a couple $100 billion for illegal alien Medicaid and Medicare coverage. It is. But what is the real important thing for the Democrats? It's to defend Obamacare, ACA, Affordable Care Act, which has made health insurance unaffordable. Now, a friend of mine sent this to me. and it capsulizes the argument that I've been making with you from the beginning. $400 billion got to go to Obamacare under the Democrat shutdown plan. The statement says, Obamacare ACA started in 2014. Obama lied about keeping your doctor and keeping your plan. Yep. Health insurance prices skyrocketed almost immediately for all Americans. That does not count deductibles and copays. All skyrocketed. By 2021, it was so expensive, Biden and the Dems passed the temporary subsidies to hide the cost of Obamacare. Oh, well, let's give subsidies. Well, the money goes right to the insurance companies. That's the $400 billion they want. Goes right to the insurance companies. You don't get it. So they passed these subsidies in the midst of COVID when no one was paying attention. On December 31st this year, the 2021 subsidies expire. Democrats want to steal an additional $1.5 trillion, which, by the way, we don't have. So how insane is this discussion we're having? They want to spend $1.5 trillion on health care, health insurance. Money we do not have, which covers up the failure of one of their signature programs, which they can't admit is a failure, Obamacare. And also to pay for health insurance and coverage and medical bills of illegal aliens that they let into the country. It's crazy. The $1.5 trillion from the taxpayer and future generations, not even born yet. They want to add that to the continuing resolution of their budget, by the way. A Democrat budget. That's why guys like Rand Paul voted against it. And that is to continue the temporary 2021 subsidies forever, in order to hide how much of a disaster Obamacare has become and always was. That's what this is about, guys. Yeah, they want to take care of illegal aliens. We know that, and they're lying about it. But the biggest lie of all is that Obamacare has been a good thing and that it has worked. And that's the lie that they want $400 billion of borrowed money beyond the deficit we already have in order to proceed with government. And so poor people who are on SNAP, government workers who are essential and have to show up regardless of whether they're getting paid or not, they're the ones taking it in the neck because of these sick, sick Democrats. There's no nice about it. There's no good about it. There's no good for the country. There's no higher virtue. It's cover up for lies that there was an enormous cost continuing. And obviously, during the Biden administration, for the illegal aliens they let flood into this country. And that Obamacare has failed. That's what it's about. Covering up their own lies. Somebody had a note, speaking of a left-wing lunatic, Billy Gaughan must have been a milk monitor that everyone hated. Do you remember the milk monitors? Oh, that's hilarious. They'd come in with those crates of the milk, and then they would pass it out. That one made me laugh. Yes, it is. So he's a boy king and a former milk monitor. That's where he got his boy king training. Somebody says, so they need to start changing the laws. Because if a regular American missed the court hearing and they put out a bench warrant, the cops would still come after that regular American the same way. All these wackadoodles who think that immigration is not a crime when done illegally need to get their, need to get their heads in line. That's from one of our listeners. Continue. The left will argue that becoming a citizen is difficult and the process is long. So does that mean they would be okay with a lawyer not completing his education or a doctor not getting the needed training and certifications? Because they are long and hard processes as well. Someone else referencing Marty Flynn. They seem to forget that they're the ones who write the laws. Don't bitch about it. Change it if that's what you want. If a law is written and law enforcement are following the rules, then it's their fault if they allow a law that does not do this. They don't want to admit that the illegals are even here. Because then they know what asses they would look like for defending Joe Biden and Kamala and supporting them. You got to remember, this is all based on lies. The entire philosophy of the Democrat Party is based on lies and is untruthful, unfactual. That's where the Democrat Party has gone. Sad. And we need them to become normal again, desperately. Somebody said, I have yet to find a leftist supporter to at least admit if the Democrats voted for the continuing resolution, the government would be open and food stamps would be fine. I remember, they're supporting a lie, so they must lie. What do you have to do to support this insanity? You've got to be a liar and a hypocrite. It's unavoidable. That is why when they put out for the military to get paid, the Democrats voted no. That's why when they voted for essential government workers to get paid, the Democrats voted no. Wow. Somebody says, Bob, people want to see illegal criminals deported first. Okay. Take out the gangbangers, drug pushers, and any with crimes. Then they could start looking at who is here illegally, common sense. When you miss a hearing, as happened with the Dunmore guy, the guy living in Dunmore, let me be more accurate. When you miss a hearing, you've committed a crime in addition to being here illegal, which is a crime. How do you get that across? He was not only here illegally, he not only had an illegal Social Security number, how was he getting paid otherwise? So he's got two crimes, and the third crime is not showing up for the hearing and following the process. And then they come and get him. I repeat, I feel sorry for the guy. I feel sorry for the daughter. She has nothing to do with this. But if you took just the guy who committed the violations and crimes, they would say, oh my God, they're separating families. So the daughter has to pay the price. She doesn't want to live here without her father anyway. You got to do things the right way. And it's not that hard, by the way. It's not that hard. And by the way, to this is one of the trolls. Because I recognize the phone number. You and your Governor Pritzkers and your Governor Newsoms and your Governor Hochuls and the rest of the clowns that you support in the Democrat Party, they're outraged that anyone is being deported. They're outraged that anyone's being taken off the streets. So please, don't give me the bull spit about, well, just go after the criminals first. They're trying to do that. And who's stopping them? Democrats suing, getting in front of left-wing lunatic Democrat judges, Democrat mayors, Democrat governors. Who's preventing that? So don't give me the nonsense, the lie that, oh, just get the criminals. That they're not letting them get the criminals. They're not letting them bring in the National Guard to defend the ICE facilities. So you're a liar. Well, we knew that already. You're a liar. That's sad. You should be ashamed of yourself. Unbelievable. This encapsulated. Democrats went from, there aren't that many illegals here, to they're not taking any jobs Americans want, to, well, they're working, leave them alone. So according to Democrats, Americans don't want to be landscapers, farmers, roofers, construction guys, cooks, maids, truck drivers, school superintendents, and police officers. Tom from Dallas. Yeah, nobody wants to be a... Billy King is the only school superintendent that we should have. We have illegal aliens as school superintendents, and people like Billy King who support illegal aliens being school superintendents. Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's crazy. Bob, you're 100% right. The problem is they run as centrist Democrats. Most voters don't pay attention to politics, only near election time. And then they turn insane. Yep. 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 We need to take this break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, Obamacare is a failure. And vote against. Vote no. I love that commercial. Supreme Court idiots, Wecht, Donahue, and Daugherty. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Classics 4, they released their hit Spooky. Well, that's sort of Halloween-y, right? October 31st, 1967. Bob Cadaro back with you on the program. It's actually stunning that we've got an entire political party. You think of Kamala Harris's election campaign. You think of the 2022 race, which was run on abortion, 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 not Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Abortion, abortion, abortion. Our lying governor said that they'll take away your abortion rights. In other words, you can't kill your baby. But your daughter will have to, that wasn't aborted, will have to play against boys and men in their sports. And they'll have to dress with them in their locker rooms and go to the bathroom with them. That's Governor Shapiro. Were any abortions prevented in Pennsylvania? Or did Shapiro lie? And that was the entire campaign. State Representative Haddock, that was his entire campaign. The abortion lover. Loves killing babies, apparently. That was his entire campaign. Now tell me that's not sick and twisted. And they knew they were lying. They knew they were lying. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Let's go to TJ from Wilkes-Barre. Hi, TJ. We got a few seconds here, my man.
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to let you know I was invited to the Capitol with a meeting with Dave McCormick, and just wanted to let you know what a great senator we have. We talked about.
He's the best.
Oh, God, he's amazing. I'll tell you what, at first I butted heads with him. I wasn't really too sure about him, like a lot of, you know, people are when you first, we don't normally trust. But I'll tell you right now, that man is a great American, and he cares. He asked how we can make a better party, how we can start to get along better, how we can unite, how the grassroots people, the people, because he just doesn't, he said he doesn't just represent one part of our party, he represents us all and wants us all engaged, all involved. And he said, all Pennsylvanians. And you know what? It was an honor of a lifetime to have a meeting with him and to discuss what I could do, what you could do, what we could do. You know, because you know, I don't always get along with everybody, and I butt heads. But you know what? That's what makes America great, that we can have these conversations, we could butt heads, but come back to the table and try to make Northeastern Pennsylvania great, to try to make Pennsylvania great, to try to make our America great. And honestly, I love your show because you bring out the points of the hypocrisy of the left, the demonic parts of the left, and if it wasn't for people like you out there, and the people that are on the ground, our country would be lost. And we really need to figure out how we, and that's what me and Dave talked about yesterday, how we can inspire everyone to realize their vote counts. How do we inspire people
and
to come to
especially this election, TJ. We have to turn out. We've got to get rid of these Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices. We have to vote against lunatics at every level, left-wingers that are masquerading as Democrats. We have to. It's essential. Yeah. Thank you, my friend. We've got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will be back. Veterans Tribute, the weather, and more phone calls. 570-883-0098.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. It's the weekend, guys. You want to go to a great bar restaurant? Well, Basiliga's got three. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. The Far Street Tavern in the great Trips Park section of West Scranton. And the Queen City Tavern in downtown Oliphant. I'm telling you, you're going to love them. Fine dining, yeah, we got that. Matera 519 downtown Scranton. A modern take, a modern Manhattan take on fine dining. And then for old world, the Stegmaier Mansion downtown Wilkes-Barre. Fabulous. Nightlife, yeah, we got that too. Sergey's, the nightclub, right underneath the Terra 519. Fabulous. Joseph Mercatilli, my old friend. He died October 30th, 2024. I've been saving his obits since. He was 88. He was from Moosic. He survived by his devoted wife of over 64 years, the former Shirley Otto. Joe Mercatilli was born in Archbald, 1954 graduate of Archbald High School. After that, Joe was inducted in the United States Navy and served our country there. He went on to become an electrician, owning Mercatilli Electric for over 20 years. Joe was a man of the people, serving the borough of Moosic for 35 years, first as council member and then as council president. He was a proud, normal, great Democrat who took great joy in helping the people of Moosic. A devout Catholic, parishioner of Divine Mercy Parish, Scranton. He'd been a member of the Lackawanna County Democrat Committee, the Greenwood Hose Company, and the Moosic American Legion. His hard work, dedication, and warm spirit endeared him to all who knew him. He had a great smile. He was happy to enjoy a Miller Lite and chat with anyone. A good man. Joseph Mercatilli, Moosic. Our veteran this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for Halloween. The advisory includes Lackawanna, Luzerne, Susquehanna, Wyoming, Wayne, and Pike counties, all of which we serve, beginning at 11 a.m. this morning until 5 a.m. Saturday morning. Today, a mix of clouds and sun, windy with a chance of showers, high near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 40. Saturday, partly sunny, high 53. Sunday, partly sunny, 55. The question on the wind is, when I go outside on the at these Halloween parties tonight, will it blow my cigar ashes out? Can I light my cigar? That's what I'm worried about for the wind. Boy, I'm so happy, and I waited on this one to honor Joe Mercatilli. A veteran. He's exactly who I'm talking about. Guys like him and Ray Alberici, Leonard Verastro, I mean, they were real Democrats. They didn't follow the insanity as the party lurched to the left, and then under Biden as it charged to the left. They were real. We had a great Democrat party years ago. Bob Casey Sr., a great Democrat. I don't know. They've got to come back. They've got to come back for the sake of the country, for the sake of the region. But right now, we have mayors and state senators kowtowing or believing in lunatic left narratives. And it's scary, and it's a dangerous path, believe me. Donald from Pittston. How are you, Donald?
Yeah, good. I have two examples. Like you said, they lie, though. They don't live like that. In other words, they pretend they go left, but then when they're running, they're centrist and they're a family man. And yep. Then you question them to their face, like the gender stuff they deny. I'm going to give you two examples. Gavin Newsom was being interviewed by Charlie Kirk. He said, oh, my kid, Charlie, this is true. It's all recorded. My kid stays up late to watch you and everything. God, country, patriotism, it's wonderful what you're doing. Let him do it. He's not letting his kid online watch some transgender influencer tell him to get a gender operation or anything like that. It's the exact opposite. You're
Gavin
example.
Newsom is a special level of deceit that right. I've never seen before.
That's but one example. Yeah. I want to give you another one. There's a Maine school board meeting. It was right on Laura Ingraham. The guy's reading a book that they're talking. He said, you can't read that. That's adult content. You got to stop reading it, right? It was from the school board. So it's in they send the kids' library. They have access. So, no, you can't read that here, right? So then the other woman gets up on the podium, right? And she's there. I don't want, you know, the boys in women's locker rooms and or vice versa. So she's sitting at the podium, and she has a blouse on. She takes it off. She's like a Hooters mom. She's got a big rack on her. And the guy said, no, get a coat, security. The school director's there. No, we can't look at you. She's in a bathing suit. I'm not, no, cover up, please.
Yeah,
Hail Marys, our fathers. The guy's covering his eyes like he's going to go to confession. These people are sick.
I know.
They enact
insane.
These policies for that nobody wants. And then they deny it, like if they're these Christians.
And Donald,
and they
I watched some school board, those school directors who were for boys and men in women's locker rooms and vice versa, and bathrooms and sports, and they were shocked because the woman took her shirt off.
Forgive me, they're enacting it.
Oh my God!
They're doing this in Virginia. The Spangleberger voted for all this garbage.
Yep.
She's for governor now. She's running.
And I love Winston
Sears. She voted for it all with her Biden, the transgender, all that. Now she's denying it. Like, I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
I have three daughters. I'll protect them.
And then she'll just do it when she gets elected. She'll just do it anyway.
Exactly. Just like these crazy bike lanes and stuff. They say one thing and then they do another.
Yep.
So you can't be fooled. That's what I'm saying. They're not the old school JFK Democrats. These people are lying to you. They're talking Social Security, the good things everybody like, veterans, seniors. It's all about seniors and veterans, and they raise your taxes. So like you said, you just got to vote them all out, Bob. You got the right. And get rid of the whole party from scratch.
And Donald's a guy who lived it and said enough. Thank you, Donald.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back. The Stones. Number two hit. Start Me Up. This date, 1981. By the way, a lot of you texting in that, the kids are out there and they are doing it. They are out going house to house. My man Paul says they definitely still go out and get candy. My neighborhood is a zoo, and kids from other hoods get trucked in here. I, on the other hand, leave. Well, Cutie and I stayed home on Halloween a couple of times up in the hill section, and then there were no more. So we sat here for nothing. So now we go to parties. By the way, Parker W. Bartley, he gives me an LTS, and he says, Pete Hamill, how I forgot Pete Hamill. He wrote A Drinking Life. I'm telling you, you want to read about old school and the way the 50s, 60s were, A Drinking Life that's a great book. Great book. Pete Hamill is a liberal, but I love his books. Somebody said my kid, well, not somebody, Sean from Larksville says, my kids still go out, but not walking as much. I have to drive them around because there's only certain street that have houses that give. There are houses in Larksville that have their own haunted houses, and it's a lot of fun. I'm happy to hear that, Sean. Hey, Bob Butch from Mountaintop. We get 250 to 300 kids every year at my house. Always a great time. ALTS, buddy. ALTS back at you. And thank you for being welcoming. That's almost more fun than anything, you know? Having that many kids come to the house. And I said, the only reason we stopped doing it is because nobody was coming. And now another. Bob, I live in Mountaintop in an area where we still get trick-or-treaters. I look forward to seeing the kids. But many organizations have trunk-or-treat. So I guess it's up to the parents. By the way, when I was in grade school back at the old Newport Township schools, we learned songs to sing. Where is the rest of this? We entertained at each house, LTS. You did. You had to have an act. You had to have an act or a joke or something, or you wouldn't get the candy. So NBC News last night did a segment on, well, there's our first problem. Anyway, a new trend in Halloween. Kids opting for potatoes over candy in bowls. I don't get it. And I don't, it seems like another form of left-wing brainwashing. The kids were choosing the potatoes over all the candy in the bowls. I could go for a good mashed potato with the right amount of, well, I put too much butter, too much salt, all that. Of course, Dunmore had candy thefts. They have illegal immigrants, yeah. Now, Ricardo Jewelers Watch tells me, 10.50 on the nose. This was by special request. I thought it was a Halloween song, so I said, play it. No. I thought it was on Canned Heat. Thanks for the request, but no. I thought there was like a Halloween song. We got our list. You know, Murph works at this hard, and there's no music history. All right. Well, we live and learn. I thought it was something. And Bulldog, you know. But we did it for you anyway. All right, let's go to Peter from Shavertown on politics and Halloween. How are you, Peter?
Hi, Bob, LTS.
LTS, back at you, man.
Hey, in the spirit of Halloween, I got to share this thought I had last night. I was watching the President Melania doing her thing at the White House in the back lawn there and giving out treats and whatnot. And if you saw any of it, you saw the U.S. military band playing violins and playing music the whole hour. You saw pumpkins all over the place and a pretty orderly gathering. And I couldn't help, and it was just, it looked pretty classy, but
yeah.
I couldn't help but think back to Joe Biden's Easter festival on the grass there. And recall the dude in the sequin dress, the Easter bunny leading Biden to nowhere, and the rest of the land of the misfit toys. And think about the contrast there.
I got to tell you, it is like a nightmare that has passed, you know? It really is. Oh, gosh. Scary
hey,
stuff.
Hey, I'll finish real quick. I know you got news coming up, but when I was a kid back in Jersey, in the Princeton area, when we were kids, we went to the, my parents took us to the Gettysburg Centennial in Gettysburg in 63. And I remember coming out of that with a Confederate uniform. My brothers were born north of the Mason-Dixon line, had Union uniforms. And for the next 5 years, my mom and dad would dress us up in these Yankee and Confederate outfits.
You would
and
get punished for the Confederate outfit. They'd turn you into a Nazi today.
they would. And my mom would take a Kingsford charcoal briquette, smear it on our faces.
Oh,
we'd have beards and go around trick-or-treating. It was hilarious.
Well,
it was a great time.
So you did blackface and Confederate. You guys, man. You wouldn't get a Snickers bar anywhere. I'm headed your way. I'm headed your way for a party tonight, so it's good to hear from Shavertown. Thanks, Pete.
You bet. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Oh, Lord. Can you imagine that today? And nobody thought anything of it. They weren't trying to bother anybody. But blackface and Confederate outfits. Wow. Somebody texted, Bob, I read the book Reflection of a Town Driver. That's by my friend Chris Finazzo, who I was at Fort Ziggs with. Excellent book, says Mary. Thanks so much for having Chris on your show, LTS. LTS back at you. By the way, my brother Mike says they get hundreds of trick-or-treaters up in his Clark Summit area. I love hearing that. Somebody else, Bob, I got rolled in Dunmore by the crazy hill. I pocketed my money. They only got the candy. See, we were prepared back in those days. You knew these things could happen. Somebody says, I went to a party last night dressed up as Garfield, and everybody thought I was Luzerne County Councilman Bob Thornton. By the way, Bob Thornton, he's my new favorite. He's my new favorite. I hope and pray that he wins on Tuesday. Love him. So, and if he has resemblance to Garfield, all the better. You know, all the better. All right, we got to go to the news. My Bacardo Jewelers watch, which to mention to you, Bacardo Jewelers on Spruce Street and Jefferson Avenue, catty corner from the Radisson. They've got Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Bulova, and my very own brand, the Bacardo Jewelers watch. 11:01, it tells me, and change. Time for the news. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.